Hi, this is Emily Horvath. Welcome back to the Expand podcast created by Respi Plus. This content will bring you close to experts in the respiratory field who will be discussing the best practices with a focus on improving the lives of people living with chronic lung conditions. This podcast is part of a series that explores the journey of people suffering with chronic cough and their healthcare team. Today, I'm here with Maria Sedeno, the Executive Director of Respi Plus and leading author of the Living Well Self-Management Education Series for Chronic Lung Diseases, as well as Dr. Maxime Cormier, respirologist at the McGill University Health Center since 2019. He completed his respirology training at McGill University in 2018 and his additional training in asthma and occupational lung disease in 2019. He is the site director of the Internal Medicine Residency Program at the Royal Victoria Hospital of McGill University. His research interests include severe asthma and occupational asthma. Dr. Cormier is here with us today to discuss potential education needs within medical school and within specialty training, as well as what is needed beyond medical school with continuing education programs in order to address any current gaps.
Hello, Dr. Maxime Cormier. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Maria.
Thank you. So for everyone listening, we're continuing the series of podcasts in chronic cough. You might have already heard some of the episodes of this series, and there's more coming up. But today we wanted to talk about a very important item with Dr. Cormier about the need for healthcare professional training, education. And we're talking about med school, what is done even beyond med school. So these are some of the areas that we want to cover. What are the needs, how we can improve in this area. So Dr. Cormier, just first of all, just to put things into perspective and kind of the background, maybe some, a question about how you felt in terms of the equity in the amount of exposure to different chronic diseases while you were in training in med school.
Yeah, so in med school, of course, we try as much as possible to have a broad like system view in order to prepare you to any type of specialty that you want. So, of course, as you can imagine, there are really a lot of diseases to cover. And when we look at the different chronic diseases, unfortunately, chronic cough really has a very small proportion of it. If we look particularly at the respiratory medicine block, lots of focus is mostly put on chronic obstructive diseases such as asthma and COPD, a bit of pulmonary fibrosis. There's a lot of pulmonary physiology as a whole, but chronic cough is mostly thought as being a symptom of diseases rather than being a disease that we should target per se. And of course, you know, in all the other systems, we're going to talk about, you know, diabetes, chronic heart disease, and so on. But chronic cough, unfortunately, is not too often brought up, despite representing a huge amount of the consultations that we see, either as a specialized respirologist, but also family doctors. A big proportion of the patients they see in primary care, either it's from walk-in clinics complaints or other chief complaints in their patients, is going to involve cough at a certain time point. And I think it's important that we have a good, I would say a good approach to cough in general, and also to chronic cough, knowing that it's a disease that affects a big proportion of patients.
No, definitely. And it's very fortunate that the environment is changing as well, and there may be some more opportunities. That actually just wanted to dig a little bit more into, I guess you can do the parallel between a general med school and the specialty training. What did you get in terms, was there any discussion about chronic cough at any point? Was there anything that was even promoted as self-learning?
So if we look, for example, at on a specialty training level, and we look at the probably most recent Royal College objectives of training for, let's say, internal medicine up to respirology, and then passing by the objectives, for example, of family medicine college to specialty training, and even ENT Royal College specialty training, only a small proportion of them actually mentioned chronic cough as being a specific objective of training, despite representing a good proportion of what you're going to see in your day-to-day practice as either as a specialist in either upper airway or lower airway disease, and also as a general practitioner. And you know, I think yes, cough is going to be covered often as being a symptom of the other disease that you're going to be asked to cover either as a GP or as a specialist. In respiratory medicine, we do have a bit more, let's say, a bit more training on the physiology of cough, and it's clearly one of the objectives we try to see. But in terms of its, I would say, physiopathology, diagnosis and treatment, there's no clear guidance in terms of what the curriculum and the training should include as part of it. And many of what you learn about this very chronic, very common complaint comes from your clinical experience rotating through different clinics and having different attendings who have their own approach to chronic cough. And unfortunately, sometimes your training really limits yourself as to how much, you know, the attending that you're rotating with actually has some interest in it, and their own approach can be very different from another one's approach. We do have a few guidelines, as you probably know, in respiratory medicine, mostly coming from the ACCP, the American College of Chest Physicians. But as you know, the level of evidence in terms of the treatment and management of chronic cough is quite low, and unfortunately, the recommendations from these guidelines can only follow the level of evidence that's brought up, right? Okay. So even on your own teaching and your own surf learning, a big bulk of what you learn from chronic cough is often from your own clinical experience, the more that you actually see some patients with chronic cough, and also continuous medical education and presentations. And I think now that chronic cough is seen more and more as being a disease of its own, and now that there's starting to be some treatment, they're being labeled as their primary indication as being the treatment of chronic cough, I think chronic cough now has to be linked more and more into the specific curriculum of these training programs, to have a better grasp, a better understanding, a better, recognition or differentiation between cough due to an underlying etiology versus cough as a standalone disease that warrants treatment, and better understanding of its treatment and its side effects and how to manage it.
I totally agree with you. And actually, I was just thinking, you alluded to the American guidelines for chronic cough. And again, we don't yet, that's so. We're recording this in 2022. We don't have a Canadian guideline for chronic cough. And then these are elements, as you mentioned, that where you compare like physicians practicing basically based on their experience with patients. This is an area where more, as you mentioned, integrated structured training, formalizing this training specific to chronic cough is a need. So coming back to this, are there any ideas how would you see this could be integrated into med school? What about specialty training? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good question. So overall, the way that med school education is working these days, at least in Canada, and more is case-based learning. So having probably some cases around the area of chronic cough, in which multiple patients could be presented with the multiple etiologies, and in order to show medical students that one, yes, cough can be definitely a symptom of a disease, which is important to diagnose both in terms of prognosis or in terms of treatment possibilities. Two, that although there seems to be some underlying etiology to the chronic cough, although some patients will respond well to the treatment of that etiology, there are still some patients who are going to have refractory chronic cough that, although you know what the etiology is, these patients might still have significant disabling cough that really impacts their quality of life despite aggressive treatment of the underlying etiology. And three, probably also being able to showcase the real syndrome of unexplained chronic cough, in which these patients are going to have some evidence of cough hypersensitivity syndrome, and without any clear etiology, and can still have a very disabling cough, which significantly affects their quality of life. And up until very recently, we didn't have any clear treatments for these patients, and most of these treatments were off-label. Knowing that, yes, as family doctors, they will definitely encounter these types of patients, either, you know, chronic cough due to an underlying etiology or idiopathic chronic cough, if I can say so. But even as specialists, either as respirologists, ENT doctors, gastroenterologists, they will likely encounter these type of patient, or might even, you know, manage these patients and initiate some treatment for these conditions. So I think it involves significant specialties for it to be integrated directly into the curriculum. And I think that one of the best ways people learn about chronic cough is case-based management. So that'd be a good thing. If we look more, you know, I can probably only speak with regards to otherwise the curriculum for either internal medicine or respiratory medicine. But clearly, you know, it's some formal teaching, both through didactic lectures and probably some training in particular clinics where chronic cough patients are seen, would really be warranted for these specialists who will end up being the line of referral for primary care practitioners who unfortunately need some extra help for dealing for chronic cough. I think it's really important for it to be integrated in the curriculum the same way that, you know, sarcoidosis or asthma or lung cancer is really deeply rooted in the respiratory curriculum.
That would be really, really fantastic if this could be implemented, having a special training at the chronic cough clinics. This is where you can actually see the cases. So that's fantastic. So continue to thinking of, like, really blue sky, like anything else that you would like to add, like how you would see this kind of additional training, even other than med school, that we could make like a call out there to other groups that want to implement this as well. Like, how would you see this training reaching the proper physicians and other healthcare professionals?
Yeah, well, I think what we're doing right now in terms of continuous medical education in some ways, or at least just putting up the word out there that, you know, clearly our patients with chronic cough exists. They are suffering significant quality of life impediments due to their chronic cough. And really putting a word out there that, you know, we need to find to give a proper training for our healthcare practitioners in order to support well our patients and give the right resources to access, you know, the tests that we need and the investigation that we need to do a proper diagnosis and proper treatment. Part of the things that have been helpful, and we start spreading it, are continuous medical education, for example, to the organizations of family physicians, to specialists in general. We're trying all, we've been also approaching our, for example, our national societies, the specialist societies, in order to have a standalone committee on chronic cough, in the same way that they have standalone committees for COPD or asthma or interstitial lung diseases. And another good way is really just to have the people on the field, for example, who do see these patients in first line, be it pharmacists, family doctors, nurse practitioners, to have their ear open and understand as well that although yes, cough is often a symptom of an underlying condition, there's still a certain proportion of them that are also are gonna have refractory cough or cough of unclear source that is still very disabling, especially now in terms of COVID, where cough is really is gonna be actually a mean of discrimination in many of our patients who unfortunately are scared of going on to the public because they're thought of being contagious. So it's more and more important now, more than ever, to be able to have chronic cough put back on the spotlight and to have people acknowledge its presence and as much as possible have the right tools in order to offer some treatment for our patients.
That's certainly the goal, the objective, and the dream. I really, really appreciate your time, Dr. Cormier, and thank you very much for being here with us today, and also for the great work that you're doing. Best of luck in all your initiatives and what's coming, and thank you.
Right. Thanks so much, Maria.
That's it for today. Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed it and were able to get a few insights from our speakers. Make sure to subscribe to our channel so you don't miss the upcoming episodes. We'll be publishing a new podcast the first week of every month, so stay tuned. You can also follow us on various social media platforms. Just look for Expand Courses by Respi Plus.